you see all those empty seats around you? Those are missing brothers and sisters. Love calls us to bring them home.
We miss you, Amber.
We know you're still hurting. At times like these, you really need to lean on your faith.
I tried putting my faith in God. I don't understand why he would do that to us. If he wants me, he knows where to find me.
I planted it in Sunday school. That's my mustard seed.
I don't know, honey. Some seeds just don't grow where we live.
Mom, this one will.
Wake up something.
No grandchild of mine is going to be out on the streets.
I've got this under control.
And I need
Mom, Cody is a race car driver.
I have not seen her that happy in a really long time.
She's a great kid.
Amber, Mike has something he's been wanting to tell you.
Sergeant Hill, he was the closest thing I ever had to a father. His faith gave him the courage to do the impossible.
Lift your eyes, we're walking with angels.
I'm really doing everything that I can.
You know, sometimes less is more.
Your faith is still there, Amber. Buried. We're fighting. I know this is a big step for you.
I love you.
I love you too.
And if they are willing to turn to him, he will show them that nothing is impossible.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast today. And we're privileged to have director Harold Cronk with us. Harold is the director of the movie God Bless the Broken Road. I almost didn't get that out. Let's say it again. God Bless the Broken Road. Welcome to the show, Harold.
Oh, thanks for having me, Ed.
I think my speech was broken a little bit there, as I said. There's so much to talk about here. I don't even hardly know where to start. You directed God's Not Dead. This movie's got an all-star cast that we could talk about forever. The story itself is amazing. Let's start with the cast that is here with you in this movie.
Well, we had just an amazing actress to bring Amber to life, Lindsay Pultifer. She is just an amazing young woman, and just has such an incredible gift to bring Amber's character to life. You know, it's a big challenge to portray someone who's lost their husband in a conflict, and kind of put yourself in the position of all the struggles that she's having to endure. And I'm just so proud of Lindsay. She never shied away from the task, and she wanted to bring, you know, a sense of honor to all of the women out there in our country that have lost their husbands in conflict.
And
we also had Mackenzie Moss, who plays her daughter, Bree. You know, many times you have children in a cast, and they're more like set pieces. They're cute things to look at, but this young lady just brings a powerful and honest performance. You know, of a young daughter who lost her father and all the struggles that she's going through. And I'm just so proud of what these two ladies were able to do in the leading roles.
We'll talk a little bit later about some of the other names, but you already made reference to the military part of the film. Let's look at that for just a second.
Sure. You know, one of the main goals of this film was to bring awareness not only to the sacrifices that our soldiers are making on a daily basis for our freedoms, but also the sacrifices that many of our military families are facing in the wake of loss or grave injury. And as part of our tithe or our charitable giving, we actually partnered with Disabled American Veterans, DAV, on this film. And we're, you know, promoting 5% of the net profits of the film are going to go to help families. And we're hoping that this thing will really take off in the home entertainment space so that we can bless some of these families that have sacrificed and given so much.
And you use the backdrop of losing the spouse, also how that affects the 10-year-old girl at the time.
Yes, it's difficult. You know, what's the verse about having the faith of a child?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we see that our children are stronger in their faith than we are, and really it's Bree's faith that actually brings her mother back around in the face of this great tragedy, and reminds her of, you know, what the most important gifts are that God has given us. And I'm so happy with the way the film turned out. It was it's one of the first films where I've had the opportunity to show a Christian character and a true struggle of faith, because as we know, you know, everything doesn't turn up roses all the time. Sometimes God's plan for our lives is different than we had hoped, but if we're willing to hold on to that tiny mustard seed of faith, you know, He's going to show us the way.
Yes, He will.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like You.
We also got a different storyline, the hotshot stock car driver.
Yeah, Andrew Walker plays Cody Jackson, an up-and-coming driver who's having some trouble maintaining control on the curves and the turns, and you know, it's his life kind of collides with Amber and Breeze, and they kind of help each other on their faith journey. And a lot of times in films, you see the male lead come in on a white horse and save the day. And we just wanted to make sure that we left that role to faith in God, and not to a man saving or, you know, taking care of all of Amber's problems. But it's always nice to have someone alongside you who might be having their own struggles, and together makes it a little bit easier to find your way back.
And when you say that, I'm looking here at the synopsis of the movie, and it says, first date was a disaster, Bree runs away. It doesn't all come together, like you said, like roses.
That's right. You know, there can be no growth without struggle, and I think in a lot of ways that's true with our faith as well. God. You know, let's just go through challenges in life, and so we just wanted to paint a story that was as authentic as possible in this arena.
You have so many themes throughout the film: love and healing, compassion, power of faith, friendship, the help of a church family. What do you want to tell those listening about, especially the help of a church family?
Sure. You know, I think that there's a lot of empty spaces in our pews these days, it seems like. And I wanted this film to be something that the churches could use as a tool to reach people who may be struggling, who are hurting, who are traveling their own broken road. And, you know, it's our job as a body to love on those people and get them back to the church and show them that, you know, that there's hope. And really, that's what it's all about, is making sure that we're showing our love and kindness to others, and preaching the gospel through our actions, and you know, if necessary, use words, right?
That's right. don't have to speak Christianese to let people know that we love them.
That's right.
Now, you talk about the church being able to use the film. You've already had some great experience with that in God's Not Dead. Tell us about that project and some of the other things you've done.
Yeah, God's Not Dead was, I think it was a lightning bolt. I think it really shocked people with the exposure it garnered. And, you know, at that time, our country was in a, you know, coming out of a dark place. And I don't know, maybe we're still working our way through that. But I think Christians maybe felt a little marginalized or felt that they didn't have a voice. And that film kind of became a rallying cry of people voicing their opinion and their vote at the box office. So now I'm really interested in projects that are exploring some Christian characters on different levels. And you know, God Bless the Broken Road is a project I've been working on for years, and something I knew I wanted to do something that was going to make a positive impact on people's lives. And so partnering with DAV was a component that we brought in early. You know, if we're going to make another film that's going to go back to this space, I don't want to just preach to the choir. I want to give the choir a tool to bring others back to the church. And if it's successful from a monetary standpoint, we want to make sure to take care of those people that have been taking such good care of us.
And with that success, I think about God's Not Dead, and we sing that song regularly in our church. I saw the Newsboys earlier this year, and everybody in the entire arena was singing in unison, it seemed like, more so than any other song. And so the hope is that these tools that you're putting out in feature films will lead others to Christ.
Yeah, I think that they're... I think sometimes it's easier to invite somebody to go to a movie than it is to preach the gospel to them. And that's a series that we've been working through at my local church, where my pastor's recent messages have been about. So yeah, I just think that it's always a good reminder, and I think it's a good way to introduce people to the idea of faith. And it's like anything else, it can be a great tool if used properly.
I want to thank you for supporting the DAV. I'm a veteran myself, and not a combat veteran. When I was in the military, and somebody made reference to the fact that Moses was my commander in chief. So there was no conflict going on, but those who have been disabled in combat, they need the support that you and the people working on this film has given. So wanted to thank you for that.
Absolutely. Just so thankful that these brave men and women have been willing to put their lives on the line so that we can enjoy the incredible freedoms we have in this country. And I think it's our duty to support them any way we can. So raising awareness for the DAV through this project, and at the end of the day, hopefully being able to get them some much-needed capital. I think it's a worthy cause. And if there's anybody out there that's a multimillionaire that is looking for a place to donate this year before the end of the year, please consider the DAV. These people are the salt of the earth, and they are boots on the ground in the trenches every day, making sure our veterans are getting rides to doctor's appointments, making sure they have meals. Just a wonderful group of people.
I used to work with the local veterans office, and I know DAV assists veterans in filling out their disability claims, which is a big deal.
Absolutely.
I'm going to read some names here for our listeners, and I think they're all easily recognizable. Kim Delaney, Robin Givens, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Jordan Sparks. Quite a cast supporting there, huh?
Yeah, we were so blessed with not just incredible actors, but incredible people who came on board this project. I mean, Jordan Sparks lends her voice to the movie in one scene in particular. And she's just such an amazing, dynamic young woman. Just such a huge future. It was a blessing to have her on board. Kim Delaney's always the pro and loves veterans causes and did a great job playing Amber's mother, mother-in-law, and Robin Givens. I've worked with Robin a few times in the past, and just an incredible woman, so kind and caring and super talented. So yeah, this cast was very special to me. Great group of people.
If a person was looking to get in the film business, maybe in the backscene area as you are as a director, what kind of advice would you give somebody that has that kind of goal?
I would tell them to go into real estate.
Oh my!
So you know, it's been a very long and arduous journey as a filmmaker, and I can think of many, many ways people might better spend their time. But it's something I feel like I was called to do. And you know, I guess if you wake up every morning and you have a passion for telling stories, I mean, there are many ways to start learning the craft. And you can look at some local community college classes. I'm sure they have film study classes near you, and maybe even try some acting classes for film. I would just encourage people to educate themselves as much as they can, if to see, without spending a tremendous amount of money, to see if there's a vocation that you feel you've been called to. But it's a big decision to make this your life's journey. And yeah, I've been very blessed, and God has seen us through some rough times as a family, and so now we're feeling blessed and like we're in a place where we can start to bring even more stories to the screen that we think will make an impact on people's lives.
Before I pray with you, I wanted you to talk just a little bit about the progression that faith-based films have had over the last few years. I've promoted a lot of them. I've had David A.R. White on, I think, three different times. And I've seen as time passes that the quality of the films just continues to get better and better and better. Talk about the progression of that.
Sure. Well, I think a lot of it has depended on the production budgets for the films. And, you know, making a film is tough business, and it's a business. And the investors need to recoup their money if they invest in pictures, if they're going to invest in more. So there started to be some success with faith-based films, and you saw more and more people starting to put them together, and the budgets got up there a little bit. But I think the thing that, you know, speaking directly to the audience here, the thing that we have to remember is if these films come out and we don't go to the theater to see them, these types of films are no longer going to be an option for you at the marketplace, at the cinema. Blessed the Broken Road did not have a great box office success, and we, you know, the marketing of these films is becoming more and more challenging. You know, we can't compete with the studios who have $30 million to market a $30 million movie. We're usually a under $5 million film with less than that to market. So I would encourage the audience to continue to go see these films in the theater and not wait for them to come out on DVD, because if they do, we're not going to, like I said, we're not going to have options like this at the multiplex or the cineplex anymore.
I think nearly everybody, especially from the director role and producer roles that I've interviewed, say the exact same thing almost word for word. And it's important, I know too, from having done this for a while, that opening weekend is a huge deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, this is not me lamenting. I'm very proud of Bless the Broken Road. But when we have a demonic horror film like The Nun, which comes out and it opens to $40 or $50 million against God Bless the Broken Road, which I think opened to, $2 million. It's a little frustrating, you know, and look, we know that God's going to use the film to touch people and affect lives any way that he sees fit. And that's always been what we said from day one. We're not doing this for the box office results. But at the end of the day, in order for us to continue to produce films of this nature, it needs to be financially viable for our investors.
Mm-hmm. And we're plugging this today because it's getting ready to be released. I've got an advanced copy of the DVD right here in front of me that they sent me. I got it over the week. got it over
I,
the...
I have... How do you rate? I don't even have one of those yet. I have family members asking me for them for Christmas, and I haven't seen one yet.
Well, hey, man, I feel privileged now.
I need to know who your connections are. Can you see if you can give me a couple copies?
Well, I'm pretty sure he called you today or left a message for you somehow. And they always take good care of me, and unfortunately my wife and I haven't had time to watch it just yet. I got it over the weekend, and she works the first part of the week 12 hours a day, but we're going to watch it here in the next day or two.
Fantastic.
I'm almost blushing here now that you do. That doesn't happen a whole lot, you know, being a pastor, and I've always got plenty to say, or at least that's what people tell me. I don't get got that way too often, and I think you got me.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for having me on today.
All right, let me say a word of prayer with you, okay?
Absolutely.
Father, we just thank you for our new friend, and we just ask you to bless his work. Bless Harold and his family, and just thank you for the calling that you've given them and given Harold in his life. Thank you for his past work and all of the things that's accomplished. But Father, just now, we ask a special blessing on this movie. God bless The Broken Road as it's going into home entertainment. And we know that a lot of times faith-based movies, that's where they get their most success. And so we just pray that success for them. We pray for any future projects that Harold has in store, and just continue to bless his career and, again, bless his family. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That's very kind.
All right, Harold. Thank you for being with us, and we'll keep track of what's going on.
All right, and to all the listeners out there, thank you so much for the support, and we'll keep making films that you want to go see, these faith-affirming films.
Great. Take care, buddy.
All right, take care. Thanks.
Bye. All right, folks, that's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston Podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing.